The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. Now raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. And many, many say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. First reading taken from the chapter 8 of the Acts of the Apostles. It's really incredible. I invite you to read it and meditate upon this passage 8, 26 to 40 sometime today. Many ideas. Let's glean a few ideas from this wonderful passage. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. You have a guardian angel. You have a guardian angel. He speaks to you. Pray for the grace to listen. I repeat, you have a guardian angel, so do I. He speaks to us. Try to listen to him. Philip was very, very docile. And this is not Philip the apostle, this is Philip the deacon. Not to confuse. And he says, get up and head south on the road. And Philip went right away. Now there was a man, he was an Ethiopian eunuch, who was the treasurer to the queen of Ethiopia. He had a very, very important position. One of the most important. And apparently this man, this Ethiopian, was a religious man. He was a prayerful man. He was an educated man. Most people 2,000 years ago couldn't read, but this man could read. And he got a hold of the Bible. So he was reading the Bible, and he had just come back from a pilgrimage to the city of Jerusalem, where he worshiped God. What God did he worship? Well, doesn't say here, but he was really pursuing God in his life. So he was a good man. And being a man well off, he was not walking, but he was traveling in a chariot with horses. And the Spirit tells Philip to run up to this man, to approach him, and enter into conversation with him. This is incredible. I mean, he didn't know this guy. This guy didn't know him. Philip probably didn't know his language, and most likely the Holy Spirit gave him the ability to speak his language. Incredible passage. It's like if you're just walking down the street and you stop a car, okay? Stop a car there on Carson. Wait. And then you ask the man if he can sit down next to him in his seat there, and you start to talk to him about God. You'd never do that. I don't think. I mean, Philip never knew this guy. This guy never knew Philip. They were total strangers. So here you see this total confidence that Philip has in his angel and the Holy Spirit. So he's running. First, he's running up. He's running next to the chariot. So he's running. He's jogging next to the chariot. And the conversation ends up like this, that this man is reading the prophet Isaiah, and he says, well, why don't you sit down next to me? And he's reading the prophet Isaiah. And he's reading a passage that refers to Jesus, the suffering servant. And he says to Philip, does this refer to him or to someone else? So Philip just launches in. He just dives in, head and foot. And he just explains the whole, not only this passage, he's explaining all these passages of the Old Testament that referred to Jesus. And also, we don't know exactly what he said, but he also obviously spoke about baptism. That was the key point. Baptism, had to be baptized to follow Christ. And then, all of a sudden, as they're heading along the path, going back to Ethiopia, there is some lake or river that they're passing by. The Ethiopian says, well, you're talking about baptism, there's some water there. Why don't you baptize me? And then Philip is so docile. He's docile to his angel. He's docile to the Holy Spirit. He's docile in this conversation. Philip, well, he doesn't resist. So they stop the chariot. They stop the horses. They get out. The man gets into the water there. Philip baptizes him in the name of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then what happens is, I don't really understand this fully, but the Holy Spirit takes him, snatches him, and launches him into another town. Incredible. He takes him and he transports him into another town. Then the Ethiopian is now a Christian Catholic. Because that one encounter with Philip, he was reading his Bible, he's baptized, and guess what's going to happen? He's going to go back to Ethiopia, he's going to talk to the queen, then a lot of Ethiopians are going to become Catholics because of this one encounter with Philip the deacon. Now what would happen if you started to do that today? Maybe try to do this. Go in Carson, stop the traffic, or maybe the traffic light, okay? You can knock on the door, you can ask the person if you can sit down, you can sit with your Bible, and you can maybe explain the Acts of the Apostles to the person. Then, and by the way, hey, there's the church, St. Peter Chanel, right down there, okay? You got five priests there. If you want to go to confession, there's usually priests available. Hey, maybe you can do that today. Hey, Yolanda, huh? But here you see a man, this man is totally open to God. No resistance. He's humble, he's docile, he listens. Wherever God wants him to go, he goes. And then, it doesn't end that way. It says that the Ethiopian was filled with joy. He rejoices having encountered Christ. Then Philip is going to be preaching from one town to the next, proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. So he's going, it's like he's going to wine gardens and he's preaching, then Artesia, he's preaching, then Bellflower, he's teaching, then Norwalk, he's just preaching and teaching without any fear and without any inhibitions. Why? Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And because he loved Jesus Christ. because he trusted in the power of the Word of God. Now here we are, 2,000 years later, and we're filled with fears, insecurities, which is with complexes and all this. And the principal reason is that we don't trust God enough. I say, we simply don't trust God enough. So I think we should pray for three graces today. Number one is for greater trust in God. If God is with us, who can be against us? Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord is my shepherd, nothing I shall want. That's the gospel for Sunday, okay? The Good Shepherd Sunday. And we should be humble and docile. If God asks us to do something, let's don't say, well, I'm afraid, I'll do it tomorrow, under this condition. No, let's just do it. You know the Nike, you know, t-shirts? Just do it, okay? Just do it. And third, let's pray to Philip the deacon. Let's pray to James and Philip that we celebrated yesterday. Let's pray to Saint Joseph that we celebrated on Monday. Let's pray to the saints. The saints are our friends. Okay, maybe you used to listen to the Beatles. Maybe still you do. You still listen to the Beatles, okay? Get a little help from my friends. Okay, now maybe they didn't think about the saints, but I like to baptize that song from the Beatles. Get a little help from my friends. Who are our friends? They are the saints. So let's ask the saints, let's ask Philip the deacon for greater openness on docility to God and greater trust. And there we have it. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.